Would you know his voice? I mean, if God spoke to you, would you know it was him? Full of fury and armed with authority, Saul was in hot pursuit of the Jesus followers as they posed a threat to the Judaism he esteemed more than life itself. As they fled the persecution in Jerusalem, he traveled to Damascus to apprehend and imprison them. But a strange thing happened as he journeyed. Suddenly, he was blinded by a very bright light, and as he fell to the ground, he heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" To which he responded, "Who are you, Lord?" And then the Lord told him to get up and go into town, and he would be told the next steps. So Saul's men led him into Damascus, where they left him in darkness. Do you know the Lord's voice? I mean, would you know if God spoke to you? Would you recognize his voice? Somehow Saul, who wanted nothing whatsoever to do with Jesus of Nazareth, recognized his voice. And then there's this other guy, already in Damascus, ahead of Saul's arrival. Notice his response to the voice he heard. Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision calling, "Ananias," not the Ananias who lied about his church offering. "Yes, Lord." The Lord said, "Go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again." "But Lord," exclaimed Ananias, "I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. And he is authorized by the leading priests to arrest everyone who calls upon your name." But the Lord said, "Go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings, as well as to the people of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized. Afterward, he ate some food and regained his strength. Acts 9, verses 10 through 19. 3 days Saul waited, and during that time, God clearly spoke to him, showing him what he was going to suffer for the name. Was he wrestling with God, laying down his death grip of Judaism, plus or minus the Messiah who had come? Was he coming to terms with the notion that Yeshua was the one he had waited for, the one of whom the prophets spoke, even though he did not come as a conquering king, overthrowing the harsh tyranny of Rome at that time? For that is what most Jews awaited. Meanwhile, God does not disappoint, but moves Ananias to where Saul is, a house on the street called Straight, to pray for him. Notice that Ananias is unafraid to tell God his concerns about going to this terrorist Saul. God does not get angry or impatient with Ananias, but instead allays his fear. So, after questioning God, Ananias does as he is instructed. I find it so incredible that God announced his plans for Saul to Ananias. "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel." Think of it. To this point, the gospel has only gone to the Jews. But God has other plans. How can we ever doubt that God has a plan? Even when his ways are difficult to fathom, he has a plan. Even when it takes longer than we think, or the way rougher than we could imagine, God has a plan. Ananias goes to Saul and prays for him. Scales fall from Saul's eyes so that, no longer in darkness, he accepts the light of the world. Eyesight restored. Beautiful. His life is now set straight on the street called Straight. Yes. Perhaps you have never really listened for his voice. Perhaps you would now say to God, speak to me.
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness. Be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of